It's All Things Considered on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Neil Charnoff. Stay tuned for recommendations from this week's Art Hounds. But first, it's our weekly conversation on the arts. Comic storyteller Cindy Pierce is on a mission, and she's not just looking for laughs. She wants to bring truth to the complicated world of sex, relationships, and human behavior. Her new one-woman show, Comfort in the Stumble, is a collection of stories revolving around resilience and finding your way in a complicated sexual world. Here, she talks about finding time for intimacy with her husband, Bruce.
Bruce, at one point, he said, well, you know, the difference in desire. He said, I wish you wanted me the way I want you. Do you ever feel that way? I said, yeah. And if we waited for that, we'd have sex twice a year. When the moon is full, when I'm ovulating, the dishes are done, the laundry's done, and the kids are sound asleep, there's a 10-minute window, and if you hit it, things are going to be good.
Cindy Pierce is bringing her show to Stowe and Burlington. She also speaks to students and parents at college campuses around the country. Pierce lives in Etna, New Hampshire, and joins us now to talk about her work. Welcome.
Thank you, Neil. Great to be here.
Much of your material deals graphically with culture and sexuality. Why is it so important to you to talk about this stuff?
I feel that, you know, with the internet, parents are not aware of how things have changed. Kids are just surrendering to the internet and depending on it for a lot of information, but there's a lot of misinformation. They're not accessing, you know, the right kinds of things that are giving them the kind of guidance they need. So I'm just trying to give people the tools and the awareness of what's going on to help them navigate with more awareness.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned parents, and one would think that with social media and everything available around the internet, college students would be more informed and knowledgeable about sex than ever. What are you finding?
That's what I assumed when I first started doing this about 9 years ago, talking to college students. And really what I realized is it's almost because of the internet that they know less. It's so overwhelming. There's so much information out there that they're not getting the kind of information, the useful information they need. And so I was shocked. I am continue to be shocked how little they know about their bodies and about how things. And porn is also a misleading factor that is directly impacting most young men and skewing their expectations about how bodies look and how bodies respond.
You talk a lot about the so-called college drinking scene and hookup culture. Is this really a problem, and how out of control do you think it is?
Much more. You hear people my age in their 40s talk about, well, we partied and we did this. It is a very different world. I think kids are under a lot of stress. I think they're aware of how other people are living because of social media and because of the internet. It's stressful. They feel like they don't have what other people have. And, of course, people are painting, you know, what they put on social media makes look like things are great in their life. And so kids are under a lot more pressure and feel they got to keep up. And I think the way they are drinking in excess, a lot more kids are being taken to the hospital, have their stomach pumped in a way that was not the case 20 years ago. And so, and the hookup, the casual hookup culture, people think, you know, everyone's doing it. When in fact, everyone isn't doing it, but the perception, because of, once again, social media, and they think they have to keep up and do things that they may not feel comfortable with, but that's been accepted as the norm.
Women get a lot of mixed messages from the media and culture in general. How do you think this is affecting self-esteem?
Certainly it's an issue. I think kids feel sexually and socially inadequate. Women are indirectly impacted by pornography. Some watch pornography, but they hear a lot about it and they hear what's in the lyrics of music and they see what advertising is putting out there. Gaming is a huge issue. There's a lot of rape games at this time. Young men, particularly in college, will ask me. So women really have that kind of fantasy, rape fantasy. They really like violence. It's like, whoa, wait. But, you know, this is the biggest issue is that the porn culture is coming through so many avenues and impacting young women.
Now, we've talked here a lot about your presentations to students and parents. What about your show, Comfort in the Stumble? What can we expect from that?
Okay, this is more comedy, not an educational show. This is a show, more stories about me stumbling through life, finding my way. I have an incredible level of shame resilience, which I didn't even have a name for until I read Brené Brown's book this summer, Daring Greatly. And reading that book, a light bulb went off and said, ah, this is what this message I've been giving in all my different talks and all the, my different shows and my original show, Finding the Doorbell. You know, I always said find humor rather than shame. And her research on vulnerability and shame resilience really resonated with me and helped me put together all these other stories I have that I haven't shared on stage before and put them all together with the message of we're all okay. We're all finding our way. And it helps inspire other people to feel better about themselves and feel okay and know that, wow, at least I don't have what she's got going on.
Cindy Pierce's new one-woman show is called Comfort in the Stumble. She'll be appearing at the Stowe Town Hall Saturday night and at Burlington's Main Street Landing next weekend. For more information, go to bpr.net. Cindy Pierce, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks so much, Neil.